Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Greetings from Farlington. Lockdown. The word isn't in my Collins Dictionary, but I googled it, and it is a North American expression. The confining of prisoners to their cells, and a state of isolation or restricted access instituted as a security measure. Both scriptures that were read to us do have the word lockdown and its meanings in common. Paul's letter to Timothy was to be his last. He wrote this final one from his prison cell in Rome, where he was awaiting execution. Timothy was a much-loved disciple and had been a companion to Paul on his second and third missionary journeys. Paul had left Timothy in the church in Ephesus to minister there as a pastor, and Paul wrote this last letter giving Timothy encouragement and some very helpful advice, advice that we as believers should also heed and act upon. Paul urges Timothy that because of the judgment that is coming, to stay focused and do the work God has called him to do. He warned Timothy about false teachers who didn't teach the gospel, the good news about Jesus' death and resurrection, but rather they said what people's itching ears wanted to hear. People would listen to them because they heard what justified their ungodly way of life. I wonder, do we read the whole Bible believing it to be inspired, the inspired word of God, or do we just pick and choose the bits that suit our way of thinking? Paul was in prison, in lockdown, for preaching the gospel. He tells Timothy earlier in this letter to remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they may too obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. Paul knew his life was near to its end, and having encouraged and instructed Timothy, he says these wonderful words, showing the great man of faith that he was. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do we long for the return of Jesus? How many of us will be able to say with confidence as we approach death what Paul has said here? What an amazing letter. What wonderful trust and faith in God when facing certain death and a beheading at that. The passage from Revelation was also written in lockdown. This was written by John, the writer of the fourth gospel and three other letters. The passage we heard read are the final words from the last book in the Bible, Revelation. John, the closest disciple to Jesus, had been exiled to the small island of Patmos, a very small Greek island in the Aegean Sea. He was sent there because of what he had been preaching, the gospel message. Emperor Domitian, who had ordered his exile, had probably thought to isolate John from his church and brothers and sisters in Christ. John was an old man by then, and possibly because of that, he wasn't seen as much of a threat to the empire anymore. Yes, he was physically cut off from his fellow believers, but John survived and withstood the separation because he had God with him. God in the lockdown. Patmos today is a thriving holiday island, but then it was a rocky, barren outpost of the Roman Empire. We don't know what hardship John endured during his time there, but his faith hadn't lessened. If anything, it was stronger because there he had to trust and depend entirely on God. The book of Revelation is a book of hope, and it shows a wonderful picture of who Jesus is. The world's Saviour, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And from our passage today, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. John wasn't writing out of bitterness or anger or complaining to God about his situation. He, like Paul, was giving a message from God of encouragement and hope to the local churches who at that time were under intense persecution. And like all the Bible, which is the inspired word of God, as we read these two precious writings from two of the greatest saints, their words come to us today fresh and alive, and we, followers of Jesus in our various lockdown situations, can also be encouraged to persevere, to put our whole trust in the God who was and is always in control of all things. In these closing verses of Revelation, John, like Paul, doesn't miss the chance to give an opportunity to those of his readers, listeners, who aren't yet followers of Jesus, to respond and take that step of faith. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let the one who hears say, "Come." Let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. Here is a threefold beautiful invitation from God to all who hear these words to come to Jesus and be born again into a personal, spiritual relationship with him. We are reminded here of the story in John's Gospel of Jesus meeting the Samaritan woman who had come to get water from the well. Jesus told her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." If these words speak to your heart or have spoken to your heart and you have never before accepted Jesus' invitation, then let me encourage you to do just that. You have nothing to lose and so much to gain. In this time of lockdown, I ask myself and you, have we been? Are we being faithful to our God? Have we been good witnesses of our faith to our neighbours and family members who are not Christians? Some of whom will be watching to see how we cope in these challenging circumstances. We don't know when Jesus will return, but we are to be ready and live out our daily lives in the light of eternity. So, can we say with John, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus"?
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.